What's going on, y'all? I'm back again with another episode, you feel me? This episode clearly is going to be about basketball, like it always is. But like I said, I'm going to touch more topics. But while I'm still here on basketball, I want to talk about this one topic today. And that's Carmelo Anthony. Let's talk about him finally being back in the fucking league. Congratulations to my man, Melo. You feel me? I really feel like he still has game. For real. Like, he still belongs. He's, like, belongs in the league. And he's still able to play in the league. You feel me? Like, the way the league just did him for, like, what, a year now is really, like, stupid as hell if you ask me. Like, I don't know why they tried to blackmail that man like that. Like, he was the problem going on, or damn well he wasn't the problem. I mean, yeah, he was inconsistent, but what player isn't inconsistent some period throughout their career? You feel me? No matter if it's late, early, or like even like mid-season, you feel me? Like, you, I mean, if you're consistent throughout a whole 82 games season, congratulations to you. You feel me? Like, you put in that work, that grind, that dedication for you to maintain where you at. But I highly doubt that's realistic. You feel me? Like, you're going to go through your little streaks of where you go up. You hitting shots like you fucking Steph or Clay in the fourth, you feel me? Or like some, you feel me? The game seven Clay. That's how you feeling. And then, but you also got them 0-10, 0-5 shooting start. Like, you just not finna come off rip. Like, everybody's not consistent is what I'm saying. So it was like the way the NBA blackmailed him, I just thought it was just so wrong. But he's finally back in the league. I'm happy for my mans. I'm saying my mans like I'm him, but shit, we black, so that's my brother. You feel me? But yeah, I'm happy he's back in the league. Honestly, it was long overdue. I think he should have been signed with a team. Honestly, I wanted him to come to New York Nets because my favorite player is there, Kyrie. I felt like he would have been a good off the bench piece for us. But at the same time, I don't think he would have fit our transition. So it's like, because the certain play style that Nets have, I don't think he would have been able to fit that. And it's like, I understand why they didn't take him. Same with the Lakers, because I wanted him to go to the Lakers. So, like, but I understand why they didn't pick him up, because of the tempo they like to run through their offense. I understand that. Now, with Portland picking him up, I feel like that's a great pickup for both sides, for him and for Portland, because right now Portland's what, 4-8. They're not doing so hot right now. They still without their star big man, and they don't even got their backup big man, Zach Collins. They don't got him. He got like a shoulder injury right now. So they missing key pieces right now. Let's say that. And I feel like Melo could, not saying he's that key piece they're missing, because they still need their big man, but he's a part of the key that they're missing. You feel me? And I feel like with him joining, it would take some pressure off CJ and Dame just a tad bit, and maybe even Rodney Hood a little bit, because depending on like which role they gonna have him at, starting, coming off the bench, whatever, six man, whatever, he's gonna be put in the position to succeed, I feel like. Because if you look at it, Dame and CJ are 45% of Portland's offense, and we all know how like they like to run their offense, either shooting like off coming off the screen, making plays for another, or they like the mid range. We all know how they play style is, and their tempo. Portland tempo fits in perfectly with Melo because he plays exactly how Dame and CJ play. He's just bigger, you feel me? So he can, like, do some of them post-up moves, you feel me, that they need. Like, he could be in the post, on the post, post up somebody. He can bring the ball down off a rebound, you feel me, and just make something happen, I feel like. And then, like, Dame and CJ love the mid-range game, you feel me? Melo do too. I wouldn't even say just because of them loving the mid-range game, it's perfect for all three of them. But Portland loves the way CJ and Dame play, which is the tempo they are doing now. Shoot, coming off screens, firing mid-range, or going straight to the bucket. Like, you see, we all know how they play. Melo can do the same thing they're doing and still be efficient for them as another scorer because, like I said, Dame and CJ gives 45% of their points. So, with the whole league knowing that, everybody knows, okay, look, these are two guys we need to stop. If we stop these two guys, ball game. That's it. So, you know, NBA teams is probably throwing double teams or throwing their toughest defenders at them all game or just throwing defenders at them, just switching it up, all of that, all game with them too. So it's like they're never not seeing, like, they're never not getting, like, guarded heavily throughout the whole stretch of a game. Now, that's when Carmelo comes in. He can, I wouldn't say he can stop double team, because I feel like they're still going to get double team, but he can open up the floor more for them. So, like, if a double team do happen, they can kick out, pass it to him, either for a mid-range or a three, and he's going to be open, and that's where he can get his shots at. And I feel like it will work for him, because that's honestly all he needs. Portland really don't have another scorer besides them two guys. You could consider Ronnie Hood a scorer, but, I mean, just like I said, he's inconsistent. You feel me? Everybody goes through that little inconsistent period throughout some time of a season. But I don't really consider Ronnie Hood to be that elite of a scorer like them guys. But he can give you good numbers on a game-to-game basic. So it's like, that's when Melo comes in perfectly, because he can get more shots for himself. He can create for himself. And he's just going to be able to eat. You feel me? Like, with him being the third go-to, but just another person on that team that can get a bucket without needing a screen. Or even if he needs a screen, he's another person who can go get a bucket on his own. That's what I'm saying. And it's like, that's what Portland is needing right now. Another scorer, because just like I said, Dame and CJ, 45% of their scoring. If they get another scorer on their offense, it will create so much more room for them to operate on the floor. It'll be better for the team in general. They'll probably win, like, get on a winning streak soon. Their record will be better than what it is now. I mean, it's just all possibilities with this. And adding Carmelo in there was such a good upside to them and for Melo. Honestly, I really feel like Melo could eat in this system. Not know he at. I ain't finna be over here like, oh yeah, he finna average 20, 25. No, that's not Melo no more. Oh, it can. Well, no, I don't even think it can be. Honestly, I'm gonna tell you the truth. I don't think it can be. I don't think Melo's like that no more. To that point, he not Knicks or Nugget Melo no more. He's Carmelo, in the words of Shannon Sharp. He's Carmelo, and like with that being said, he's there to give you what you need, the bucket you need. He's there to do what you tell him to do, and he understands what he needs to do. So I think with that being said, like Carmelo is given this opportunity to eat, and if he takes full advantage of this opportunity, I could really see him in Portland for the him being in Portland for the rest of the season, honestly, because like I said, they need another scorer, and he's a scorer. Everybody know how prolific, like prolific scoring he did with throughout his whole season, however long he's been in the season. Everybody know what he's been doing since he got drafted, since he's been at Syracuse, since he's been at Oak Hill, you feel me? And that's back in his high school days. We seen what he did at Oak Hill. We seen what he did at Syracuse. We seen what he did with Denver, the Knicks. Like, Melo is a buck. We all know. But in this opportunity, given this opportunity, he's definitely going to give, like, the opportunity to shine and get his. That's why I feel like he's such a perfect pickup for them. This is huge. I feel like he can help in numerous ways for them. And he just brings, and he's a vet. Like, he brings that veteran, like, energy. Like, he knows what to do. He's been there before. Like, so have CJ and Dame. But he's older than them guys, so he's seen it all. He's been through it all. He's seen a lot. So he can just help them and feed them, too, as well, while they also feeding him. You feel me? Like, they both feeding off, they all three feeding off each other. Now, when we see that, I feel like Portland they could do damage once they all get, like, cohesive together and getting a nice little rhythm with each other. I feel like they would eat. But nah, picking up Melo was definitely a good pickup for them. I can't wait to see what he do whenever he plays. His first game is, they said they're going to be with them. He going to be with them Saturday against the Spurs. I don't know if he's going to play. But if he does, I do expect him maybe to have a little rust because, you know, it's been a minute since he played. So he got to get back within rhythm, the tempo of things, like all of that. Like, so he just got to get his rhythm and flow back. But once he get that back, I feel like the sky's the limit for him, at least for now. Because I know what he's working towards at the end of the day, and that's what Dame and CJ working on, and that's to get a ring. I don't know if they will get that. It's hard to say because it's still early in the season. But for now, like, that's a good pickup. I think everything is going to work out for them. And I just can't wait to see it, like, him on the court again. Honestly, like, this is long overdue. Long overdue. And I'm just happy for Melo and that he got this opportunity. But, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and end the today's episode like that. Thank you guys for listening. Please subscribe. Give me some feedback. Tell me what you guys think. You feel me? I'm all like I said, I'm always welcome to feedback because I ain't perfect at this. I probably never will be, but just knowing that you guys giving me this feedback also helped me. Because I can see the mistakes that I'm doing and I can pick up on it early. That way, you know, you never know. If I do get a career in this, like, it'll take me a long way. But like I said, go ahead and follow me, guys. Subscribe. Give me some feedback. Tell me, like, topics y'all think I should hit. Like, I'm going to talk more about other topics. Basketball is not the only topic I'm going to do, but it's going to be the majority topic I'm going to do because that's the sport I love. But, yeah. Subscribe. give me feedback, tell me, give me ideas, other topics y'all think I should do or hit, like, and I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna give it my best and stuff like that. And I just want to say thank y'all. Please stick with me for the long run and let's grow.